It's been revealed this morning that the University of Ulster have made unconditional offers to some students in Northern Ireland. And then a few hours later, they contacted those students again. We've been hearing from their families and told them that they were withdrawing those unconditional offers because they were made in error. Richard Miller is Dean of Faculty of Computing and Engineering at the University of Ulster. Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. First of all, thank you so much for coming on the programme. What are your thoughts?
Well, Stephen, I want to begin this morning by apologising again. I know we've already done that by email to those who are affected, but I would want to personally and publicly this morning apologise to those families. We can only imagine the upset and indeed what those families have been through because of what has been a most unfortunate situation.
Did it happen last year too?
No, Stephen, it hasn't. Perhaps there are a few things I'd like to start by clarifying. Normally, we actually have done this process by using the postal services. And this is the first year where we have tried this as a new system of communicating with applicants these sorts of decisions by email. And we're doing that, like all organisations, we're wanting to reduce our carbon footprint, but also it provides a more rapid means of communication with applicants. Clearly, things have gone wrong this year, and that's something that we will work to put right. And indeed, we've already put additional checks in place to try and ensure that this is not repeated. I do want to also, though, clarify.
All I can say to you, though, Richard, is that, you know, there was someone on this programme a matter of minutes ago saying it happened to his daughter last year, and he has the documentary evidence, the documented evidence. To say, now whether it was by email or by post, I don't know, but he was told, his daughter was told she had an unconditional offer, and then the university said they made a mistake. There are other people contacting me now saying it happened within your university 3 years ago.
Stephen, the university, as you know, receives many thousands of applications, and no matter what systems you have in place, inevitably there will be the odd mistake.
It's not inevitable.
Well, Stephen...
Telling children, telling 18-year-olds they've got a place, and that's not inevitable.
No.
When they don't.
I understand what you're saying. When I use that phrase, it's because in the end, it's a process that is happening with people. It's a process that's happening where people are working in a very compressed amount of time and working under a lot of pressure to turn these applications around.
What about your moral obligation now to give these people the place that you unconditionally offered them?
That, Stephen, it would be, I would love to be in a situation where we could simply say to these applicants, yes, we will stand over this and honour this. However, that is not going to be possible. If you consider a situation where a university has a limit on its number of places, those limits happen for several reasons. They obviously happen because of funding reasons, but they also happen because of physical space. And therefore, to add many additional students into courses simply because of a mistake has happened like this would cause real issues that would impact the student experience for all the students on that.
How many students are we talking about? How many students were misinformed?
Several hundred students were misinformed.
I'm sorry?
Several hundred students were misinformed. What actually happened here?
Across departments further than the School of Engineering?
No. This I need to also perhaps correct the misunderstanding. There was reference made earlier to courses such as sports technology, technology with design. Those courses are also in the School of Engineering. This is confined to one area. It's confined to the School of Engineering. And what happened was that by mistake, this email went out to all live applicants in the system, regardless of what results they'd actually achieved. And as soon as that was noticed, then there was a retraction email that went out.
Sorry, just for me to clarify this, several hundred students in Northern Ireland were told they had an unconditional place, and that was then a few hours later withdrawn.
Yes, that is correct.
Why did the University of Ulster not put out a public statement to the media informing the public about this? Why was the statement from the University of Ulster to the Nolan Show not talking about the quantum in this?
This is something that is confined to one department.
This is affecting hundreds of our valued students in Northern Ireland. And the statement from your university to this program made no mention of the fact. You know, when we come on air this morning, we thought this had affected two people. Then another four phoned in. Nowhere in your statement, sir, was it made clear that this is affecting hundreds of people. Is it not of the public interest? Now, you're telling us now, so thank you for doing so. But this is a major cock-up.
Yes, Stephen, it absolutely is. And as again, I can only apologise for that.
And have all of, what are we talking about, 200 here? Is that what we're talking about? 300? How many?
It's probably around about 400.
400 students. Have all 400 been contacted?
Yes, we have.
Have they had personal calls or what's happened?
No, with the scale of this at the moment, that hasn't been possible. What we have done is we have contacted everyone by email so that they have had as quick a response to this as possible. As that email has indicated, the actual status of those students is that we have not yet taken a decision on them. As we take a decision on those students, they will be contacted personally.
Richard, has the university taken any legal advice? I know it's something I want us to ask the lawyers that we have in the programme. Has the university taken any legal advice in terms of if an offer is made, and as has been the case with some of our callers, if they have then accepted that offer, I wonder, are they legally entitled to a place?
The information that I have on this, Stephen, is that the binding contract is what happens through UCAS. And as a reflection of the fact that this was a mistake, albeit I wouldn't trivialise that in any way, but the status of the students was not changed on UCAS because this was an email that went out in error, albeit to these several hundred applicants who, like you, we value very highly. And deeply regret what has happened. As I'm sure you can imagine that many staff in the faculty have themselves, children, young adults, in exactly the same situation of applying to university, and they're able to put themselves in this situation.
Can you, and look, I don't want to start lambasting individuals. It's not what I'm about. And can I stress again that I am not pointing at any individual within the university. At the end of the day, we're all human beings. I make mistakes every day of the week, and therefore I understand that. But can you give us a sense of how this happened? Did someone press a button? The wrong button.
The information that I have on that at the moment, the IT system that we use for this has a mechanism whereby by various radio buttons or check boxes, the person using the system is able to select the group of students that he or she wishes to email. And what was happening was that in this situation, a member of staff was wanting to bring the good news to a group of students that indeed their place was being confirmed. And the information I have at the moment is that that member of staff did use this filtering mechanism to select a group of students. And then it became apparent. It became apparent once the email was sent that this had actually gone to all students in that school that were still live applications on the system.
Now, there's only one bit of that, Richard, that I don't understand. And thank you for spending time with me, because I know that these 400 parents will probably be really valuing this particular part of the show so that they can get more information. The bit of that I don't understand is that the latest information I have from the University of Ulster, and indeed from some of the parents who have contacted this programme, is that they need to now wait another week while the university makes a decision as to whether indeed their child has been accepted. So how come the decision was already made, but now you're saying you need another week to make it?
No, perhaps let me clarify again, Stephen. And again, I do value this opportunity to be able to publicly explain what has happened here. That deadline of the 24th of August is a standard UCAS deadline. And we were simply indicating that if you had not heard a decision by that date, to contact us again so that we could double check that something else hadn't gone wrong. However, we will be working very rapidly. We will certainly be working over the weekend to deal with these applications for the School of Engineering. I cannot promise that on Monday all the applications will have been processed. This way this situation works.
But have the decisions been made?
No, the decisions have not been made on all of these applicants. And at this stage, we would not be in a position to take all of those decisions because some of our applicants are waiting on they're actually only an insurance offer with us, and they're waiting on a decision from their first choice university. When we have a better idea of how many of our second choice applicants will actually be seeking a place at Ulster, that helps us confirm those places or otherwise. So,
and yet you will have made decisions about some pupils.
We have made decisions on some students. Some students, yes. And
have they been told?
Some applicants will already have heard from us. More will hear from us today and indeed as we work through the weekend.
But again, for clarity, for those students who have already heard from you, how do they know whether they're part of the cock-up or whether their offer stands?
Well, that is why in the School of Engineering we will want to personally speak to all of those applicants to let them know their situation as we take a decision.
So but is it the case, Richard, that anybody who has had a confirmation of an offer from the School of Engineering, they can't rely on that at this stage?
What they can rely on is the decision that is shown in the UCAS system.
Okay.
That is the correct decision. And again, our communications, we always have emphasised to applicants to use UCAS track and to check the decision that's been taken on them.
Okay. Look, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you feel it's been useful. I hope you feel you've had the time here.
Yes, indeed, Stephen. As I said, we very much value this to be able to publicly apologise to those who have been affected and obviously upset by this, and again to have the opportunity to explain what has happened.
Okay, thank you so much indeed. Thank you, sir.